Raleigh, North Carolina. It's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
I'm Jack.
And
I don't have a mic.
Our special guest star today does not have a microphone. Why, Rob? Jay?
Because...
Did I say her? whatever. Somebody...
Okay, the best, here's the story.
The best produced Lost podcast, not...
The Wii... I got a Wii today.
You know
today.
What the problem is?
I got a Wii today.
You know the problem is you were playing with your Wii all day today.
I know. I woke up early this morning... Checked the Best Buy ads. They said they had them, so I got there at 8 o'clock, waited 3 hours, and I got my Nintendo Wii, so we played that all day.
Who won at bowling?
You won at bowling. You kicked my butt at bowling, but I kicked your butt at tennis, so I think we evened out.
I didn't even care. That point, I didn't care.
Whatever. And we were playing Wii all day, and I forgot to go get the mic cable, so micless Rob does not have a mic.
He comes to Raleigh all the time, so it's okay.
Oh, all right. Welcome to
only when Jay's talking.
The Monday edition.
You learned already
of the Lost podcast. We got some Lost interview today. Next on Lost, listener feedback, listener theory of the week. Any kind of update for the contest?
No. Four straight
His
weeks.
His name is Jack, and he has a contest about Lost.
Ooh, la, 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 la.
So that's the show we have for today. And
this show just went in the tank right away.
Yeah.
And it once you went into your song,
they killed
put
it.
The nail in the coffin.
All right. If you'd like to buy a Jay and Jack t-shirt and smother me so I don't ever sing again.
Whoa, there goes sales. Hey, the phone line just lit up. Look at this.
No, if you actually like the song, they call and they said they like the song. So you know what? You can go suck on a dead dog's nose.
What do you have against dogs?
That's dead not, dogs.
You like dead dogs?
No, I'm just that's saying nice. You. Dead dogs.
All right, whatever.
All right,
hey,
so...
I didn't say I hated the song. I just said I didn't want
to. Check out JaneJack.com. Click the big button there to go shopsSamandNate.com or click the link right now in the AAC feed. And we also have a little bumper promo for Cliff's new podcast. Cliff, our director of the Lost Vidcast, has a little promo.
I can't wait.
So, what do you say we get into Lost interview?
What, are you still doing your Wii? Because you put your hand up like you're...
I know,
I'm in the...
Like, I can control the computer with my Wiimote. But
I wish you could, because the show might be a little more crisp, a little more livelier, a little better.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
A little more enjoyable.
Each week, there's one thing to do. It's none other than Lost in Review. We take a look back at last week's episode. It's Lost in Review.
All right, it's Lost interview time. We got a lot of stuff to look back on last week's episode, Catch 22. And first up is the Mrs. Hocking, or Miss Hocking, Father Campbell, I guess is his name, picture that a lot of us saw. And
you know she was in the photo.
But you know, something about that picture is it looks like the priest is like, it's a prison photo. Doesn't it look like that? He's like, why is a little, you know, thingy under him, the little number thing.
Maybe it is.
I don't know.
We don't know.
But what do you think the significance is of it being a terribly Photoshopped picture? Is it because they did it the last minute, or do you think that's for a reason it's terribly Photoshopped?
It's done for a reason. Maybe she wasn't really there.
Because remember the Desmond and Penny picture had the fake background, too, because it really wasn't on the port.
So maybe they weren't both in prison.
But it's pretty cool nonetheless, so
maybe
check that out.
Maybe it's all back to Desmond's imagination. He's... Well, he wasn't
or maybe
actually,
there's some. We have a lot of phone calls about this too. So because right. So,
he wasn't actually he wasn't looking at the picture. Could he see the?
No,
picture?
No, he didn't. It was facing the priest. So don't know.
Okay.
Ardle 22.
Maybe she was actually there in just a smaller version, just kind of
miniature
ring.
That'd be something.
Well, you don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
She's this, you know, just kind of like you know when Genie and I Dream of Genie were really small.
Possible.
You don't know.
Ardle 22 is Catch 22, and was it Portuguese, I believe?
Yes, I believe so. We had lots of calls and emails saying it was.
Oh, next
I'm going with it.
The girl from the parachute, I guess, was called Naomi.
Yes.
And I think we, and a lot of other people thought this as well, earlier in the evening on Wednesday, 9 o'clock, to 10 o'clock, Sanjaya was kicked off of American Idol.
So he got a job right away.
Yeah, and then he just showed up on Lost. Look at the pictures. Sanjaya, Naomi.
I'm sorry, you can't fly.
Coincidence?
You're horrible at flying a helicopter. You're not a parachutist at all.
But her name's Naomi.
Why are you even on this show, Lost? I can't understand.
And I'm sure...
horrible.
Her storyline is going to be very interesting in the upcoming weeks.
Well, we hope so, because why did they bring her on the show if she's not going to be?
Well, they're just going to kill her off or something like that.
Well, I hope she's interesting.
Yeah.
You think they'd bring on the show and just
bring on the show and,
like...
and just kill them with spiders that paralyze you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
you're saying Nikki and Paula weren't interesting?
I was hoping they would be, but they only got one episode. We only got...
They were on more than one. They were on more than one episode.
They're on one centric episode. We barely...
They were the most important part of this season.
Okay. No. Here's the last thing for Lost, the Easter eggy stuff, is that Charlie was in Desmond's flash forward. You know, he got killed. Remember, he got stabbed in the neck.
He was holding the parachute.
Then, yeah, he was holding the parachute.
So maybe that was Desmond's way of telling him that he had to save Charlie.
Yeah, because...
Or Sanjaya would not be hanging from a tree.
But what is that? I mean, what do you think, like, the plot line, what would that be developed in there? It's like, he died, but then he's there, so it's saying he had to save him, or...
Maybe he was thinking that was his subconscious telling him he had to save Charlie.
Yeah. But it's supposed to be future flashes, so how much of it is subconscious?
Who knows what's going on with Desmond? I have no idea.
Or I highly doubt it.
You know, I'm to the point now, because this episode's confused me so much, I hope they kill him off.
Well, do you think maybe, I highly doubt it is, but do you think maybe it was just an editing mistake, they just needed to take clips from the...
I don't think so either. Everything's done intentionally. I think that maybe it's not Charlie that's going to die, maybe Desmond's going to die.
Maybe he does the ultimate sacrifice, he gives up himself to save.
And that, and maybe that's how it breaks the...
Breaks the, yeah.
The thing that Charlie's course of death is going on, if that makes sense.
But yeah, so that's all of the Easter eggs. Do you have anything else you would like to say about this episode?
No, it was over. It's done.
No, but you usually like to, you know, throw in some other theories or something like that.
I haven't even had a chance to watch it again.
I haven't had a chance either.
But... I've been so busy because the intruder from San Diego has just been taking up all our time.
So, nothing else?
No, we have emails about the helicopter.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. So most of the stuff we're going to talk about,
so I really didn't want to say anything. Okay. I told you before we came on the air, just go straight through the emails and calls, but you try to make me look bad.
No, I'm not. I usually do it. I'm whatever. All right. let's go to next on Lost. You ready?
Once you get your Wii out, point it at the screen and get this.
You can actually do that. You can use your Wii controller to work with the Mac as a mouse.
So you can have a better podcast?
I don't know about that. I don't think that'll help.
Can you improve the podcast with your Wii?
Obviously. It's horrible.
Next on Lost, here we go.
The TV show.
Next on Lost. Next on Lost. The TV show. Next on Lost. Next on Lost. But maybe it's next week. Maybe it's in a couple days. Cause next on Lost. Lost on Lost.
All right, next on Lost.
And this might contain spoilers.
Contain
if you don't like it, skip ahead.
Right now, last chance. Ready?
I do appreciate all the people sending emails in that are saying spoiler warnings, that they know I'm trying to be spoiler-free.
Now, how long has it been?
I'm going on 2 weeks.
2 weeks? And are you starting to feel, you know?
I'm getting the shakes. I get on the computer and I go to our section. It's a spoiler. There's a new one. Nope. I'm not going to do it.
Now, have you tried any, for the people out there trying to be spoiler free as well, have you tried any, you know, what's your technique? Like, if you, it's like, oh, man, I gotta see a spoiler. What do you punch yourself in the face or something?
I actually click on the thread.
Oh, you do?
And then I go real fast and I go to the something else.
Yeah. All right.
And I'll go like on another website and go, no. And then someone sent me one saying, here's, go to spoiler fix. I'm like, no.
All right. This next upcoming episode is called D.O.C.
D.O.C.
So I don't know if it's D.O.C.
Doc.
So it stands
doc.
For something, I guess.
Doc.
Yeah.
Doctor.
Possibly. Wednesday, April 25th, 10 o'clock, 9 central. And you notice we had somebody call in, I think a week ago, saying, hey, it was last week's episode. It's on it. They're showing last week's episode at 9 o'clock now, I guess, because the comedy thing didn't really work out.
And what was the show before?
Lost.
No. What was the show that...
I don't know. Some comedy show. I don't know what it was. I didn't watch it. Okay. Except for the last 5 minutes of it. the synopsis goes as this is a Sun-centric episode. Sun discovers the identity of her unborn child's father.
Wow.
After being examined by Juliet. That's huge.
I didn't even know I was on the island.
Meanwhile, Desmond allows an unlikely foe to help save the life of a mysterious new islander.
So Desmond...
Huh. What's his foe? Like, what kind of foe does he have on the island?
Well, it has to be Juliet.
Is it? Because no, it's no. Like he doesn't really have, like... He's kind of out of it, you know what I mean?
Kelvin?
Maybe Kelvin or...
Maybe Kelvin's not dead? Maybe
yeah, I could see that. That's the only kind of foe I could see, because we haven't really seen him with, you know, kind of butting heads with anybody else, really.
So, well, no, Sawyer was buddy-buddy with him killing the boar.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like there's no... Who's his foe?
Jack? No, Jack.
Maybe Charlie, because he's mad at him still or something? I don't know.
No. Is Charlie mad? No, Charlie didn't seem mad at the end.
Yeah, he didn't. So, well, who's his foe? I guess we'll find out.
Got me. I'm spoiler-free. I don't know.
But the big thing in this synopsis is that Sun will discover the identity. Now, how can you discover that? You can't just, you know, I don't know Dr. Ring that well, but how would you go, that's the father without, you know, DNA testing and all that kind of stuff?
I have no idea.
So maybe it'll be in her flashback or something where she'll realize that that's who it is. Or maybe it'll find out that either Juliet will tell Sun that Jin still cannot conceive a child, and then she'll figure out who it was.
Well, how would she know that?
I don't know.
Well, the others know
everything.
Well,
Ralph had a theory that when the in-between time from last season when they blew up the raft, we didn't really see what happened to Jin afterwards. Right. We kind of got the Sawyer and Michael story.
Oh, that's right. That's true.
And then he said maybe Juliet worked on Jin sometime during that absent time that we lost. But we don't know.
But if she tells that, then she's going to be releasing the fact that she's still an other, right?
No, because that's what happened before, right? It's
yeah,
not
but,
like.
But why would she do that?
What do you mean?
Why would she give out information like that to Sun?
She says she'll have to give answers eventually. She'll give partial answers.
Well, that's not an answer that's going to be sit too well with Jin.
No, but maybe she'll still keep it from Jin and lie to him still, if it's not Jin.
Yeah, because when the previews, Jin's fighting with someone, isn't he?
It looked like it, yeah. So
maybe fighting with Desmond.
Is that his new foe?
You don't know. Maybe he... I don't know.
Yeah. So it looks to be a really interesting episode. I can't wait for it. It's just a huge reveal. So who do you think it's going to be right now? Let's place our bets right now. Who's going to be, let's say, because we know we're going to get the answer.
So it could be
who's it going to be?
Jaylee, right?
Jaylee. Or Jin is the two
Jin,
kind of
or is it somebody?
Candidates.
Is it somebody else?
Or Michael is another, another one.
I never thought it was Michael.
Well, it's another rumored one. So those are kind of the front runners. But if you had to pick right now, I'm going to pick one. But you
since
pick.
I like him, I'm going to say Jin.
Jin? I'm going to say just for, you know, drama's sake to kind of add more to the storyline, I think it may be Jay.
Well, if it turns out to be Jay, then Sun and Jin are done.
That's what I'm saying. They're going to need to have some way to cause friction to get in that relationship.
They're on that small little island. You know, they like to camp. Go camping. So I don't think it's got to be Jin.
All right. So we'll have to see how that goes. And
well, you know, the only way good. It couldn't be, well, you know, it might not be Jin because why would, I don't know.
Yeah. So we'll have to see how that one goes. DOC
well, will Jin,
next Wednesday.
But will Jin know?
I do not think he will know either answer.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what I think.
So maybe Ralph's
he'll be
theory
kept
is,
on the out again.
Ralph's theory is correct.
Maybe it is. That's right. It's a great theory. So
I think I did better when I was looking at spoilers. So I had a little better idea what was going on.
So next Wednesday, 10 o'clock.
Check out Doc on ABC.
All right. You ready for some listener feedback, Jack?
Yes.
Here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, it's listener feedback time. Got a lot of...
And I'm glad we have a lot of calls. Cause remember what happened? I told you what happened on Saturday.
Oh.
They come in banks. They got like in banks groups of like 60.
61.
61. I went to go delete some things. That like we got a fax message, and I go, I'm just going to do Jay a favor and delete these. I deleted all... There's one bank
all
of
the
60.
Calls.
Well, not all the calls.
Oh, yeah, 60 good. Calls.
I went, oh, my God. So for 20 minutes on Saturday morning, I was sweating going, oh, my gosh.
But luckily enough, it was saved.
I found
them. Trash, yeah.
20 minutes later, I found...
yeah, I think it had something to do with Michaelis Rob.
Yeah, so fault. Yeah, I think he was putting pressure on me to delete that call.
All right, let's go to the first set of calls here. We got one from I couldn't understand the name, and
that's a strange name.
Yeah,
why such a long name?
And we got one from Ben from Portland, one from Colleen, and one from Brian from Baltimore.
Okay, I'm excited.
So, here we go.
Hey, Jane Jack, this is Yael from Long Island, New York. And I was just calling I had a question about the podcast. Not so much Lost, but the podcast. I love the Monday titles you guys have for your podcast, like Stand on May and Left Forward, although I think that should be Left Ahead. But anyway, that should be Right Ahead. Anyway, I just wanted to know who comes up with those funny ideas, and do you guys, like, make it right before the show? Do you guys think of it, you know, after Lost airs? I think they're hilarious. Just want to know. All right, bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Ben from Portland, Oregon. I had kind of a non-sequitur idea watching the Juliet show, watching the plane break up. It broke up into three distinct parts, the nose, the fuselage, and the tail section. Yet Ben sent two people out. And this kind of bothered me in the first season. Why didn't anyone fly in the nose section? Since I'm going non sequitur, I'll go ahead and say Air Aviation, anagram for Earhart. So is it possible that Adam and Eve in the cave were Earhart and her navigator? Other things, I'm going to go ahead and give Danielle the benefit of the doubt. And yeah, there you go. It's probably more for an off-season kind of discussion, but hope you have fun with it. All right, bye.
Hello, boys. It's Colleen. So, did you hear about the Easter egg with the ring lady in the monk's photo? Huh? Am I the only one that caught that? I'm just kidding. I actually am calling because I have a theory about the reason behind the pregnancy plague on the island. I think that it's just all right in front of us. The island cures or prevents cancer, so does chemotherapy. Juliet's sister's body was left infertile from the chemo that cured her cancer, and Juliet helped her conceive regardless. I think that the healing powers in the island must work in a way very similar to chemo, which causes your immune system to attack itself in order to kill all foreign cells. And I'm assuming that this would include a fetus, because the powers on the island can distinguish new life from disease, and it kills the mother and the baby in the process of trying to keep the body pure, so to speak. So I think Juliet figured out how to solve this problem with Rachel, and they wanted to see what she could do for them. It's just a wonder that no one's taking Rose yet to use her cancer as a test case. Perhaps the best way for trying to stay safe is for the actress playing her to have some intensive scheduling conflicts, huh? Anyway, that's all I got. If you're playing this for Monday's edition, I hope that you're not being out-funnied by your special guest. I hear he's quite the Lost expert and can give Jack a run for his money and jokes. All right, have a great night. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Brian from Baltimore. I was just rewatching the Catch-22 episode. I just saw something very strange at the beginning. After the first minute where we see Charlie die, and, you know, then Desmond goes through this flashback, this series of flashbacks, there's a very strange thing at the end of those, not towards the end, but close to the end of those flashbacks, where we see Charlie holding the parachute with Jin and Hurley to catch the pilot of the helicopter who fell from the tree when he hit it. But that scene happens after supposedly Charlie dies. Very strange. I thought I'd point that out, see what you guys thought. Also, just as a side note, looking at the episode again, I think the scene where Sawyer goes into Kate's tent, they're using a body double on Kate. I call it false advertising. I don't know. Anyway, talk to you later. Appreciate the episode, or appreciate the podcast. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
So do you think that was an Evangeline Lilly?
It's Evangeline Lilly.
Maybe she'll call us.
Maybe they brought in...
maybe she'll call us and tell us that if it was her or not.
Emily the Raven.
Yeah. No, that was Evangeline Lilly.
Yeah, I think it was.
Come on.
Yeah. Come on.
Come on, that was her.
Even though Kate's not my girl, Claire is, but I'll still give Kate the benefit
of the doubt. I think so. And then Colleen, I was pulling for you to have Listener Theory of the Week, and Jay said no.
That was very smart, Colleen.
I voted for it, and Jay said, no, we're not giving her Listener Theory of the Week. No.
I didn't say that. But anyway, Colleen, that was really good.
No, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I like it.
Colleen,
who? And
as far as picking the names, we have Desmond does that. He just picks them all ahead of time. He's got them all for next season, too.
Man. Yeah, well, it's usually it's me when I'm doing it, either like right before I post it, it comes up.
I think I've done one or two, and then you've done the rest.
Sand, the sand on me was Jack.
I think that's probably the only one I've come up with.
Come with a couple others.
Maybe a couple others, but that's it's usually just,
you know, at the last minute I have to put something in there.
And
so.
Then for Ben in Portland, we're going to have a discussion. I think that's what we're going to do in the off season. People have been asking what we're going to do, and I've been wanting to do a discussion on Danielle. Like a podcast dedicated. No,
I think we're gonna
like plane crash.
We're gonna set up like a schedule of events that we're gonna do during the summer
that we can debate. We'll have like we had that skater Jader thing going.
Same deal, yeah.
Same deal. We'll do like we'll pick like Danielle, If we don't, yeah. if we don't find out the answers, we'll find out from yeah. Danielle. The plane crash,
stuff like that,
just yeah. different things, and that's what we'll decide. Yeah. We'll debate that. But Ben, Danielle is lying. Don't be fooled like people were fooled with Juliet. Don't right. fall. Don't go to the dark side. She's lying to you.
Let's go to the next set of calls here. From
are you still saying she's lying?
Who?
Danielle.
I'm still on her side. I'm her all side right. till I'm proven wrong.
You're proven probably wrong.
May not be that long, but all right. Let's go to the next set of calls here. I think it's Booty or Brody or something from Chicago.
I think the first name of that call was L, like L McPherson.
Like L-E-L-L-E? It may have been. I couldn't hear it at the time when I was doing the calls.
Call back and let us know if we were right or wrong.
Brian from Salt Lake City, Ed from Kentucky, and Dave. Here we go.
Dave's not here.
Hey, guys. This is Brian from Salt Lake City. I'm a first-time, long-time. And I've got a theory. Might be a crackpot theory, but I'm going to go for it anyway. So, according to last Wednesday's episode, we were to believe that Penny's group took a helicopter to the island. I've been thinking about that, and a helicopter? I don't know. It implies that the island is kind of fairly close to some other shore, which I doubt. But correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think a helicopter can, cross huge distances. Seems like a plane would be used for that. Anyway, a helicopter. So I'm wondering if it's a ploy by Ben or any others to manipulate Zethman. I don't have an answer concerning his, visions, if you will, with regard to this, but it just seems kind of strange, a helicopter. Also, keeping in mind that Juliet looked at Desmond pretty strangely in one of us. Maybe there's some kind of ploy to manipulate Desmond, as they've manipulated everyone else. So, anyway, that's my theory, and I'm sticking to it.
Hi, this is Ed from Kentucky, and I was just calling regarding last night's episode, Catch 22. The picture of Mrs. Hawking and the monk, Brother Campbell, on the desk, I don't know if this has anything to do with anything. Maybe it's just a production prop thing, but what a ham-handed Photoshop job. I mean, it's obvious that Brother Campbell and Mrs. Hawking and the background were all taken from three different cameras, and very, very ham-handedly stuck together to make one picture. I don't know if that... kind of makes me think that the island or the flashback mechanism is somehow, at least in Desmond's case, being altered, like his memories are being played with, the audience is being played with, and things are changing flashback and in real time for Desmond. I don't know. Love the podcast. Take care.
Yeah, this is Dave from Wisconsin. I don't believe the others can take down aircraft that they want. I have a theory that because of the electromagnetic pulse or whatever of the island, which was controlled by the hatch and whatnot, that there is no way to land a plane or a helicopter or get anything into the island because it screws up the how it flies or whatever, and that's why you don't see a landing strip or anything. That's also why the sub is real, the sub worked, the people rode the sub, it wasn't just a thing that they put people in and drugged them and moved them out. They actually did use the sub for two reasons. One, to move between the island and wherever their base is on a nearby place that also is probably the place where they start the flyovers and drop the Dharma packages in, but they also use the sub so they can't be tracked.
Sure. And Jack, it's Booty from Chicago. I just had to tell you, I just got struck with a moment of brilliance. I don't really have any comments to say about the last episode, even though I thought it was great, and I love episodes about Desmond. But I'm riding my car with my girlfriend this gorgeous day in Chicago, and a song comes on the radio, and I thought, Jane Jack need to do a new song. a parody song again about Jack and Juliet. And it could be Tempted, you know. Tempted by the fruit of an other. Tempted by the fruit of an other. It's beautiful. It's perfect. So I'll be waiting for that song.
Oh, man.
Hope you guys do well.
That'll be up next week.
That, nicely done.
I like that. That's the best new song we've had in some time.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
I like that. Was Booty?
Booty, I think.
Booty from Chicago?
I think.
I like it. I was thinking when Ed was talking about the whole picture, about the Photoshop thing being bad, that it's obviously three different things. The background's different. Monk Campbell is different.
Yeah.
And
The Miss Hawkins is like an actual promotional photo they use and they put it in there.
Remember Desmond said when he was telling Hurley, or was he telling Charlie, it doesn't work that way. It's like a jigsaw puzzle.
Maybe the different pieces.
Maybe that's why they threw
putting it.
Putting it together. That's
nice. Nicely done.
Thank Ed for that, because when we started talking about that, I started thinking about what Desmond's saying about the jigsaw puzzle.
Maybe
that's why the picture didn't add up. My job here is done. Thank you.
I'm done. And us.
I can't come up with anything else.
And us, the audience, has to put those pieces
together.
Nice. All right.
Ed and I have figured out Lost Catch 22.
All right. Anything else you want to say?
As far as the sub, I don't think the sub brought you. I still don't think it brought her to the island.
I just don't think so.
All
right. I guess we'll have to find out.
They're all talking about how that hatch controlled everything. I still don't see why. Like, a lot of people were saying, why would you put just anybody down there that has to press that button every 108 minutes? Doesn't make sense. If it's that important, wouldn't you have somebody their job?
But if even Miss Hawking said it was that important that he had to turn the fail-safe key. Well, she's one of the puzzle pieces, right? As you proclaim.
I don't know, but that's why they put the
picture for some reason it was very important, and the hatch, maybe it seemed insignificant because it's so maybe simple, but it has a bigger part to play because we don't really know the after effects of turning the key yet. The producers, Damon and Carlton, keep on saying there is repercussions for what happened. Yeah, and one of those repercussions for not punching in the first time was why would you
put someone in there that they don't even want
to
do it?
Well, I guess maybe that's what the observation station is for, is to see if they get, if they're living up to whatever.
Yeah, but if they don't do it, it's a huge thing, right?
Yeah.
So why would you do that?
I don't know.
And maybe Juliet was sent there for Desmond.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I guess we'll have to find out as time progresses.
Because maybe they know Desmond can go in the future, even though I'm still not sold on that. I don't know.
All right. Let's go to the next set of calls
at least
here.
At least we figured out the Photoshop picture. That's all that matters.
Frank, Lost Girl, Matt in Oakland, and Mike from Norwood, Massachusetts. Norwood. Here we go.
Jay and Jack, this is Frank Flint, longtime listener to the podcast, first time caller. Just had a quick theory about the episode Catch 22, and in particular the picture of Mrs. Hawking on the desk with the monk. You know, I think you guys mentioned on the podcast that it was a really bad Photoshop. It was pretty clear, even without slowing it down and pausing it, that it was a fake picture. And these guys are professionals, the producers. They know how to. I'm sure they could have done a better job. So the only thing you know can conclude from that is that they intended to have it look fake. And that there's an obvious parallel then to the picture of Desmond and Penny, which we know now is fake, with the fake background of the marina behind them. So they're trying to draw a parallel, it seems to me, between the picture of Desmond and Penny and this new picture of the monk and Mrs. Hawking. And the only thing I can think of when I, you know, ponder that parallel is that the monk and Mrs. Hawking are actually future Desmond and future Penny. And that, you know, with the whole change in time and, you know, repeating things, that the monk is actually Desmond from the future and Mrs. Hawking is Penny from the future, and that they are separately tasked with the responsibility for making sure that Desmond gets to the island and Penny and Desmond don't get together. I mean, I think there's a little bit of a flaw with this theory in terms of the, you know, the way that these guys don't exactly look alike. But that's my theory.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Lost Girl from Marin, California. So I've been thinking about Desmond's test ever since his episode, Catch-22. I think the flashes were meant to lead Desmond and us, the viewers, to think that he was supposed to let Charlie die in order to see Penny again. But really, I think he was meant to save Charlie. And the sacrifice, seeing Penny again, his true sacrifice, his true love. And that was the true test. If he was willing to give her up again and save Charlie's life when it all seemed pointless to him because he kept dying over and over and he had to save him over and over, well, I think he passed the test, in my opinion. So I don't know why it was Naomi instead of Penny, but that's interesting too. Well, love you guys. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, Matt in Oakland, calling with another crazy theory, so what's new? But anyway, the what we think was a meaningless argument between Hurley and Charlie, I think the producers are setting up some, it's like a metaphor, so the race between Flash and Superman, I think, is kind of like a metaphor foreshadowing a future showdown on the show, and I think that metaphor is Flash versus Superman. That's obviously Desmond versus Penny's dad, I think, Mr. Widmore. And Mr. Widmore is Superman in this metaphor, and that would make him Jacob. So that's my theory. All right, see you guys.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Mike from Norwood, Massachusetts. I was listening to your last podcast, and you were talking about helicopters and whether or not you can eject from them. And I'm no helicopter pilot, but I'm an aviation enthusiast, so I thought I'd just throw in my little bit of knowledge and say that there are some helicopters with ejection seats. I don't think there are any civilian things like this, but the way it works is when the pilot or the gunner or whoever pulls the ejection seat handle, then the rotor blades detach at the hub. They're already spinning, so they go flying off at a tangent. And after that, it's safe to eject just like any other jet or anything like that. So, hey, there's a possibility, although it sounds like a long shot. Thanks for doing the podcast. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you for those calls.
Well, yeah, because we didn't know for sure.
Yeah, because I mean that's we got a couple other emails about that too, about the blade coming off. But man, what happens to where that blade goes?
Yeah, where does it go? Well, I guess you're in the middle
spinning.
If you're in the middle of the ocean, I guess it wouldn't.
Yeah,
matter.
But if that's like, you know, the standard, is if it shoots off that blade, it's gonna
like Desmond
land
said,
somewhere.
Duck.
Yeah.
So is Mr. Widmore Jacob?
You know, a lot of people are saying that maybe he's Jacob. You know, but I
think Desmond could beat
I don't
him.
I think he
could beat him in a race, though. Don't you think so?
But remember, it is kind of funny, though, because Desmond wanted to beat Widmore in his race, his race around the world.
That's true.
So, I mean, that's a good point. That's a really good point.
That is a really
there.
Good point.
But, yeah, I don't know if he's Jacob or not, but I don't completely doubt it. I mean, I could see it. I could definitely see it, but I'm not 100% sure that that's who it would be.
Now, maybe someone said that the fake picture, maybe that is Penny and Desmond in the future.
That's what the call said.
Yeah, we've had a couple emails on that too. Maybe a fake picture is just the fact that he did not go through time. It's just all fake.
Possibly.
Whatever he's thinking happened didn't happen. It was just fake.
It's a possibility.
I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, you have anything else you want to say about the calls?
I think that's... Oh, true love. You know, true love. That's his true love. Penny's his true love.
Uh-huh.
Why didn't he just stay with her the first time?
Because he's a coward. You know, he has
a lot
of issues.
I know he's a coward. But yeah. Okay, once he goes back... Is he going to be, if he does ever hook up with Penny, why would she trust him? Is he going to be
because
there?
Because it's true love. It's like true love wins in the end. You know, it may not be in the real world, but, you know, it's like, it's kind of, you know, the true love always wins in the end.
So you think she's really searching for him because that's her one true love? Or she's just looking to get even with him?
I hope it's not something like that. But this last episode really helped me buy into the connection between Penny and Desmond. I really hope that's what it is, because Desmond's really, he really wants to be with Penny. I mean, he went on the race around the world to get his honor back.
That's
to
true.
Be able to do all that kind of stuff. So,
well, he is a coward. We know that.
And the Penny is kind of the one thing that kept him going. But it kind of reminded me of I was watching Castaway the other day. The one thing that kept him, Tom Hanks
was
surviving.
Volleyball?
Huh?
Was his volleyball?
Well, volleyball, and he had the little clock with the picture of Helen Hunt.
I think it was.
And that was the thing that kind
of
kept him going.
And what happened at the end
and
of that
when
one?
He got, oh, yeah, when he got home, she was married
Mr.
and
Big.
Had kids.
Mr. Big.
To Mr. Big. So I was thinking maybe that'll happen to him. It's like Penny's the one thing that kind of kept him going. And then once he gets home, he arrives.
Get home, they'll have a platter of seafood.
and Penelope won't want to be with him anymore or something like that.
And he'll
that.
Be stuck with his volleyball.
No, the volleyball.
That's
just
right. The
away.
Volleyball left him too.
Yeah. So
oh, wow, he was left with.
You never seen Castaway?
Castaway.
Oh, sorry,
Wilson.
That's right. But you never seen any movie ever.
We won't tell you about the part where how he takes out his tooth.
Ouch. But it's funny though, even because Castaway was part of the inspiration for the television show Lost.
It was. Yes, it was.
But yeah,
I knew
just
that.
Something like I hope it's not like that. I hope that they will be able to get back together and they'll be happily ever. Because
that
after.
Was so sad when he came back and then
yeah,
Helen kinda, Hunt said, I got someone else.
Yeah.
I thought you were dead.
Let's go to the next. You got anything else you want to say about these calls?
No, they're all good. I guess so with Penny.
Okay.
I just think you would, if you're true love, that's your love, and then you stay with her and
but you know it's
you don't leave, but you know
nothing's ever perfect. So
someone leaves me at the altar, I'm not giving him a second chance.
That was Ruth. He left at the altar. He didn't leave Penny at the altar.
He just ditched her. Well, he actually didn't leave either one at the altar. He left before the wedding. It was a 1 week before the wedding with Ruth, right?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Let's go to the next set of calls here.
No, he's not with Super Kate.
So if Super Kate left you at the altar.
Ouch, that's a good point there. Wow.
Would you forgive her?
I guess. You know what? I'm a forgiving soul. I think everyone deserves a second chance.
Right.
So yeah, I guess I would.
Let's go to the last set of calls here. We got one from Montavious Nick. Nate from the OC. Nelly. I think it's Nelly D. I may be completely wrong on that one. Nate. I have two Nates from... I have two from Nate from the
OC. Are you having a rough time?
And a Sarah from Nashville. Here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. It's Montavious Nick. I've been thinking a little bit about the monk and the ring lady that was in the picture. Had to listen to your Thursday podcast, so if this has been covered, forgive me. But bear with me while I lay this one out. Okay. The guy shows up, first off, when Desmond is, 2 weeks? Away from his wedding to Ruth, and shows up after he's a little tipsy and tells him to follow him and takes him away from that situation, leading him down a completely different path. Then once he's at the monastery or the abbey and gets into a little trouble with the wine, the guy fires him coincidentally right at the time that Penelope's coming to pick up her 108 cases of wine. And so that is where they first met, and that sent Desmond down the path that we know he took from that point forward until his flashes before your eyes mind trip thing where he goes back and tries to change it and meets the ring lady. And she tells him, look, you can't change time. You have to go down this path. You can't marry her. You have to be on the island. You have to press the button. You have to save us. So I'm just trying to figure out, and I can't yet, but I'm trying to figure out what cut of cloth, so to speak, these two people are coming from and what their connection is. Because obviously they are some controlling power, maybe from the island, maybe just from the earth, who knows, that is trying to send Desmond down this path. So we'll see how that plays out. But wanted to try and wrap my head around it and see what you guys thought. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, Jane Jack. This is Nate from Orange County. And like most of my calls are more of the, as a matter of fact, they're not actually called it, are relevant to anything that should be on your podcast. But the iTunes is now in 16:9. Woo! I've been waiting for this for a long time. Since I found out that they're shooting in HD, I've been pissed that all of these shows in Lost have been 4:3. Now they're in widescreen. Mid-season, kind of weird. I thought, if anything, they'd do it at the beginning of the season. But, oh well. Have a great day, guys.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Nate from Orange County, and I was just listening to the Thursday edition of the podcast, and I, as a film student, want to let you know why they never show usually sunset, and they say it's getting late, and it looks like it's noon. It is extremely difficult to get stuff that sets on set. And if they do, it's usually a very limited shot setup or multicam setup, because it takes a long time. You know, you have to do, so let's say there's four of them, and you have to do a close-up on Jin, you have to do a close-up on Desmond and all of them, and then you have to do a long shot of all of them, or maybe you have to also get some medium shots, and each time you have to play out the entire scene. And in between those scenes, let's say the film has to be reloaded because, it, you know, the film runs out only 20 minutes on each reel. Or let's say, you know, lighting is usually different on each shot, and a lot of people think that there's no lighting job when it's daylight and it's sunny. Well, there's mirrors and big, like, generic reflectors that go anywhere, so the characters get lit from beneath, and that's different for every single shot. So if a scene is 4 minutes, just 4 minutes, four pages on a script, which is 4 minutes in time on TV or film, it will take at least 20 minutes in between shots. Not to mention that it'll take takes, and then the director will give them acting tips. So let's say there's three takes per shot, 4 minute scene, with 2 minutes in between each scene. I mean, it adds up to where a 5 minute scene just turns into a 4 hour production, at least. So when they shoot at noon and ends up at 4 o'clock, you know, that's, they don't want to go past 4 or 5 o'clock, because then people will notice that the lighting has changed. I remember last week there was a shot, I think it was a week, but episode before that, where Charlie and Hurley were talking, and then suddenly cut to a long shot, and the time changed to sunset or close to, and maybe it's because I'm a film student, but it was very obvious to me that the lighting changed. I just want to let you know why that happened. It sucks how it changes from daylight to night, but it's the only thing that they can really do, unless they shoot something like on a set. That's like the caves. That worked better because it was on a set and they had more control over the lighting. All right, great podcast. Thought I should inform you guys of my knowledge, even though I'm just a lowly film student. Great podcast. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Hey, Jane Jack. This is Nelly D from Boulder, Colorado. I just want to say I enjoyed you guys' podcast, and I really enjoyed the intro song to Ryan's segment. I thought you guys did a really good job on that. It was really catchy, very island-esque. I was going to call about the scene of the woman in the photo, but it seems like everyone and their mother saw that Easter egg, so I'm glad I was able to catch it as well. I wasn't left out. So, great podcast, and talk to you guys later. Peace.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Sarah from Nashville, and I was just calling with a theory that I came up with today. I was watching the episode One of Us with Juliet, and I was thinking a lot about this Jacob character that keeps getting mentioned. And, you know, there's a lot of theories out there about who Jacob is. You know, is he someone we haven't met yet? Is it actually Ben? Or, you know, I've heard Christian Shepherd, Locke's father, you know, or even if, you know, Ben has a twin brother or something like that. So, anyway, I just kind of came up with the theory that perhaps Ben has, like, some kind of, they call it dissociative identity disorder, like split personality, where he is actually Jacob, but, you know, he doesn't even know it, and that this Jacob guy is, like, an extension of Ben's, you know, personality. You know, and maybe, you know, no one has seen this, and Ben just talks to him like, you know, he is another person, or, you know, perhaps they have seen this Jacob side of Ben. And, you know, it'd be really cool if he had, like, you know, superhuman strength or something. But I think Michael Emerson is, you know, an amazing actor, and he'd definitely be able to pull something like that off. So just a, you know, a theory that I was kind of throwing around. And, you know, I came up with it when I was watching the scene between Jen and Juliet where they're on the beach. And, you know, he hands her her sister's test, you know, saying that she has cancer again. And he says, "I will cure your sister's cancer." And then a few seconds later, he says, "You know, Jacob said he would see to this himself." And, you know, I kind of thought that was weird. You know, he was like, "I'll cure it," and then he talked about Jacob. So, you know, maybe it could just be that he's you know, saying that he'll cure it by going to Jacob. But I don't know. It was just weird wording. So I love the podcast, and take care, guys. Bye.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
I could see Ben being Jacob.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Totally.
I agree with that. Maybe he's like the Incredible Hulk.
You don't like him when he's angry?
Yeah.
Isn't the Jacob?
Well, he completely changes, though, doesn't he? You don't recognize him. You know.
Well, you kind of see he has the same kind of haircut.
That's true. Yeah, Bill Bixby and Lou Ferrigno looked exactly alike in the 70s. So is Nelly D you?
No.
Was that you?
No.
That wasn't you calling in?
No, it was not.
You're sure?
I'm positive.
And Nate, the film study?
That makes a lot of sense. Because, I mean, it's like, how long is Sunset? It's really only, what, like 30 an hour or so, 30 minutes or an hour or something like that? If it takes 4 hours, you can't get a consistent shot.
Maybe they have Cliff directing loss. And maybe that's why it takes so long.
That is the standard. You're supposed to take multiple takes. So Cliff is doing the right thing.
I tease Cliff. I tease him because I like him.
Okay.
All right? I'll buy him lunch someday.
Really?
Yes.
We're going to go, is it the new restaurant called Munchies or something like that?
I have the Munchies every now and then. So.
Really? Wait, why do you have the Munchies?
I see how
it is.
That was wrong. Sometimes I get hungry is what I meant to say.
Oh man,
this show has gone down the drain. And Montavious Nick, I was thinking about the ring lady.
Yes.
The ring lady didn't want him to marry Penny, right?
Yeah.
Because that was supposed to be his fate to go on the island. But the only way he would go on the island, maybe she knew that he would enter the race to get the boat, and that's how he got to the island. Is that what's setting up the whole pattern? Because he can't break fate, and that's what happened. And
I don't know.
You have no answers?
No, I do not.
On that at all?
Well, there's. I think the listener here, we can't
because
do that,
because why would you if you're going to the island? Why would she break up? I don't know.
Well, because that's how she knew, because she broke up with Penny.
Why would they set her up? Because a lot of people think Penny was just there setting him up, Widmore, to get him to get in the race to go to the thing.
Well, let's go to these emails. We have one that's kind of like about.
Okay, then I'll just be quiet.
Let's see. Okay, let's put some of these pieces together. Widmore wants the intellectual property of Dharma. We know this. Why would Penelope be looking for Desmond by using teams of scientists monitoring the globe? If a couple breaks up, yes, some girls become a little obsessed, but we'll use Google to look up their ex, not have team scientists working on monitoring stations. The monk is in on it. Two reasons why. The picture of him and the old lady, and he asked Desmond to stay, obviously to meet Penelope. The old lady was key in Desmond breaking up with Penelope and feeling that he had something to overcome his cowardice. Plus, didn't Penelope seem a little too flirty with Des?
I think so.
It is not by chance that they found this guy with a need to prove himself, someone they could influence to send on a boat towards an island that has everything Widmore wants. This also kind of changes my theory about Libby being an other. I now think she was working for Widmore. I was never on Friday 15, but was possibly Widmore infiltrated in Ben's group. Libby was also in the asylum to get close to numbers guy. I forgot his name, but she was there not for Hurley, but to get some info about the numbers. I think Listener Theory Week is kind of like that, too. Maybe Locke is in on it, too. Someone trained to live on that island, and nothing in his backstory show him to be that crazy about destiny. Little things, yes, but he's on a mission, and it's from Widmore. I don't think so about the Locke being from
Widmore. What was the name of the email?
Like Alex.
So I think Libby was working with Widmore.
Yeah, actually, that's the Listener Theory of the Week, I believe.
Okay, then I'll be quiet. Wrong. But Libby was there. The numbers guy was Lenny.
Here's another one, another email. Soccer team reference from D from Belfast, Ireland. Hi, I'm D from Belfast, Ireland. I've been listening to the show for around 7 months, and I've really enjoyed it. You guys do a great job.
Well, thank you.
I never sent you an email before, but I decided to do after Catch 22 because I realized something that not many people in the U.S. would. It was references to that told us that Desmond supported the Celtic football club. Football, not football. This would make sense as Celtic are a Scottish team with an Irish background. The first reference was when Ruth was talking to Desmond. She said the closest he had ever got to religion was when Celtic won the cup. Is it Celtic or Celtic?
I think it's Celtic.
Celtic won the cup. Later in the flashback when Desmond drinks...
It could have been Celtic, but I'm pretty sure it was Celtic.
Desmond drinks the wine and starts singing. The song that he sings is a chant of the football that the fans sing during matches. What I found funnier is that the brother walked in and interrupted Desmond with perfect timing to stop Desmond just as he was about to sing a line with cuss words. So I thought this was quite funny, even though only people in Scotland and Ireland would recognize it. So thank you. Go Rabbi Mag Agat in Irish. I'm sorry, I butchered that. D from Belfast, Ireland.
Why did the monk just fire Desmond just because he drank a couple bottles of wine. The whole vow is silence.
If it goes into, that he fired him for the purpose of meeting Penny, that makes
a lot of sense. How long do you have to go a vow of silence? How long do you have to?
I think it's really kind of, like he said, it was kind of self, you kind of see how you feel fit to.
Was it a day? I mean, was it a week?
We don't know how long he did it, but some people do it for weeks, some people do it for months.
So we don't know how long Desmond did it, huh?
I guess not, no. All right, you ready for the listener theory of the week?
I am ready for the LTOTW.
All right, here we go.
Did I get that right?
I think so.
All right, thanks.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Lewis from Miami. First time caller, long time listener. And I would like to say that I have a crackpot theory. Seeing the picture on the monk's desk has given me quite a few thoughts here. First off, of course, if Miss Hawkins is in the picture and she knows the monk, perhaps the monk himself is a future seer just like she is. So, this might mean that there are a network of future seeing people who are guiding Desmond toward the island. So, judging by the monk's comments, he obviously knew that Desmond had some sort of a destiny in mind. He's taking another step towards that destiny, which of course is meeting up with Penny. So, this also gives me reason to believe that someone else that we have seen before is also a future seer, and that would be Libby. She provided Desmond with the boat to get to the island. It would also, another evidence that she herself is a future seer was the fact that she was institutionalized. I mean, granted, if I'm starting to see visions of the future, I'm sure I might check myself into a mental institution myself. So, and it might not be enough that Desmond had to get to the island. Desmond, of course, has to turn the failsafe key. So, again, Libby might have gone to her death knowing that she had to do so in order for Desmond to turn the key, just like Desmond was going to sacrifice Charlie in order to get the parachute person off of the tree. So, that's my crackpot theory, and I'm sticking to it.
Congratulations, listener, theory of the week.
So basically, Libby's going to have to taking one for the team.
Yeah.
Taking one for the cause.
But I really like that she went to her death knowing it because that was a sacrifice she had to make to contribute to Desmond turning the fail-safe key.
And will we find that out later on?
I don't know. I hope so. I mean, I really like that turn, but we also had the emails about that too, about Libby. But I like that take on it, I think.
It's funny how Libby is all of a sudden now important and she hasn't been on the all season. We haven't seen her.
Well, I think ever since...
Not even a flashback.
Ever since she showed up both in Hurley's flashback and Desmond's flashback, she became a very important character that was dead.
And we always wondered why she was killed off.
Yeah.
It seemed because, remember, everyone said her story's not completed.
Yeah.
We don't know what's going on.
And I think Damon Carlin did say that just because she's dead doesn't mean she won't show up in somebody's flashback in the future. So hopefully we'll learn her story eventually one time or in the future.
Do you think it'll happen this season?
Will
that be the cliffhanger?
I don't think that's a cliffhanger. I really think the season finale is going towards John Locke and Anthony Cooper.
All right.
But that's just me. All right, so listener of the week, congratulations. Do we have anything for the contest this week?
No, it's been 4 straight weeks.
Wow, you must be happy with yourself.
It is nice because it saves me about 3 hours a week worth of work. But hey, I was complaining, wasn't I?
Yeah, you were. But
it looks like there's going to be... I think there's going to be an answer for one of the questions this week.
All right.
Just judging by the previews.
Okay.
Because I don't know any spoilers. I'm spoiler free.
All right. Let's go to close of the show, Jack. What do you say?
I say, let's do it.
All right. So that is our show for this Monday.
We do make it an hour.
And
Did your wee wear you out today?
Yeah, I'm pretty exhausted.
You didn't have the endurance to go the whole distance?
If you'd like to give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Once again, it's 206-309-0311. Call anytime with your last questions, comments, and our theories about the new episode, DOC, this Wednesday. You can send an email at lostpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, it's lostpodcast@gmail.com. Also, you can check out our website, jayandjack.com, with all information related to the show, like our MySpace page and our listener forum and all that fun stuff. Well, that's about it. Do you have anything else you want to say, Jay?
Do we want to say something about the Lost Chicks podcast?
Oh, yes. Our good friends.
We had sad news.
Lost Chicks podcast have hung up the podcasting mics.
Yes.
It was very hard for them. I mean, they were in two different continents.
One's in Pittsburgh, right?
Yep. Pennsylvania.
And one's in Germany. So that's...
And the time difference was just killing them. Yeah. And so...
We're sad to see them go because they always made me laugh.
Yeah. Kim and Casper, we're going to miss you. And glad we got to enjoy your show as long as we got to. Mikeless Rob, would you like to say anything? Mikeless
Rob,
to the mic?
You going to come say something about the Lost Chicks podcast?
Or are you just too comfortable saying
that? Hey, my only question is, if now that they're not doing their podcast, we're not going to... Wasn't Rob and Bev their special guest?
Yeah, so now
hold on a second. They're not going to be our special guest all the time, are they?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, because they're real shows.
They at least gave me a mic.
Wait, you brought your own mic. That was BYOM.
Yeah, you had to bring your own mic. Because they're real show killers.
But for those of you, or maybe still, you're like, where am I going to get my female perspective?
Jay's still here.
Jerk.
You walked right into that one.
Him and Amy over at the Lost Initiative give the female perspective. Yes. If you don't mind the vulgarity, but they're hilarious and they offer great perspective on Lost. So thank you guys, the Lost Chicks, for
thanks for all the great
podcast, and we'll miss you. And
why don't you come over here and use this mic?
Seriously, why don't you come here? Look at. He doesn't want to get up.
So that just proves the point that he's been here for the whole recording and he was sleeping. So that just shows.
But he sleeps. It doesn't matter. He'll just fall asleep. Hey. He could be standing up and he'll just fall asleep.
We're a sleep aid. We did have some great lasagna.
All right. So we'll see you guys Thursday morning.
I cannot wait for Thursday's episode because that gives us what, four more, five more?
I guess. I can't remember. Mikeless Rob, thanks for hanging out.
Thanks
with
for sleeping
the past two episodes.
Yes.
And have a safe flight home back to San Diego. And
we'll be there in
July. In July at the San Diego Comic Con.
We do a Cliff's intro?
Huh? Oh, that's right. I'll put Cliff's intro at the end here.
Shouldn't we say something about it?
Yeah, it's Cliff's podcast. It's a jam cast, but he actually talks about it. So we're going to put the promo after here.
Wait, does he do like three takes?
No.
Hey, Cliff played poker.
Pot it.
Cliff played poker. Was like, I don't know. What? Wait a minute. Okay.
Cliff lost a lot of money. Poor guy. If you'd like to send your donations to Cliff, because he's in debt to about five people.
Does 10 high beat anything? I don't know. What is going on here? I don't know. I got a 3. I got a 2. I got a 5. An 8 and a 10.
I have all odd cards in my hand. That's got to be something.
Is that a straight? I don't know. Bluff me. Bluff me.
But yeah, so check out Cliff's podcast.
So basically,
if
you like to play poker, Cliff's great. Bring some money. He'll bring his money, and
you'll take it from him. On that note, hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you, Jay and Jack, for that wonderful intro. My name is Cliff, and I am trying to start my own podcast, and I'll be calling this a Jamcast instead of a podcast. Well, let me tell you a little bit about how I came up with it. Basically, when I sit down at the piano and play music, I make it up there as I go along. It's called improv, and this Jamcast is going to be dedicated to all those artists who jam out, who make up music on the fly. So each Jamcast episode you will hear will be unique and original, and it can never be reproduced ever again. So check out the Bass Piano Jamcast by clicking the link below, or if you're old-fashioned like me, go to your web browser and type in www.switchpod.com/p9269.html, scroll down the page, and click on the View Feed. So thank you, all you Lost listeners. This is your director, Cliff, telling Jay and Jack to take it away.